You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
For our election coverage, which will start up again in a couple of weeks, I spent a good hour last week speaking to Māori Party co-leader John Tamahere about the party's views on our focus policy areas, housing, local economy, health and the referendums, environment, foreign affairs and human issues. I also got to briefly speak to John about what he thinks his party's standings are in this election, as the 2017 election saw them exit Parliament with not enough votes to hold a seat in the House. It is said that it is difficult for a party to re-enter Parliament after losing their representation in the House. Dr. Lara Greaves, politics and public policy lecturer at the University of Auckland, told TVNZ's Breakfast that it's difficult for parties to get back into Parliament. These parties find themselves disconnected from the resources a Parliament presence provides. Only Winston Peters has actually managed to make a comeback. Greaves also spoke to the difficulty in polling Māori electorates resulting in inaccuracy. Here is John Tamahere from the Māori Party speaking on this issue. Some political analysts have said that it'll be, quote, a really hard ask for the Māori Party to return to Parliament, saying that it's hard for any smaller party to regain entry into Parliament after not winning seats in the last election. What are your thoughts on this?
Oh, look, we all know that this is a COVID election, and we all know that when you're at war, okay, in a war mode, all the authority and conformity, the whole community conforms under the leader, spills under the leader straight away, and there is a good reason for that. It's just a herd approach. It's a biological fact. It's happened under Winston Churchill, happened under Hitler, happened under Stalin. I mean, in war modes. Now, the fact of the matter is that the enemy has arrived on our whenua for the first time. And that then raises the conformity to herd under one leader. And that's why, rightly so, Jacinda's through the roof, right? And so it's the most unusual landscape, this election. Pre-COVID, we were looking at no less than three seats. No less than three seats. Post-COVID, even the National Party went into lockdown this week for 48 hours to try and work something out. You know, so bad are their polls. So it's just unusual. It's just never before seen politics where a Prime Minister is stratospheric. No doubt about that. Okay, and for good reason. And for good reason. And that's why in an election process it makes it very difficult when the whole population is driving under conformity and you're obliged in a democracy to ask questions of the leadership. You with me? And then you're seen as doubting the team of 5 million. Very difficult.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.